to him.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Comedy Cellar Show here on Sirius XM Channel 99. We usually do this at the Comedy Cellar, but tonight we're upstairs because they're shooting Crashing at the Comedy Cellar. Crashing, starring Mr. Dan Natter and my co-host.
Well, I was in the episode that taped today.
Congrats.
But starring might be a strong word.
All right.
But,
and we have Chris DiStefano. Back from Comedy Cellar Vegas.
Back from Comedy Cellar Vegas. I have never even been offered a role in Crashing, so.
Me neither.
There it is.
You know? Could probably get when Noam Esty was in it.
But I think I don't know Pete Holmes personally. I heard he's a very nice man. But I think he looks at me as the kind of guy who was a bully to him. But I am the kind of guy who is just like him if he would just get to talk.
Yeah.
If he just get to know me.
If he could get past your physique.
Oh, and this is Christina Hutchinson.
Hey, how you
yapping
doing?
Already.
From the guys we fucked.
I'm kidding.
Yapping.
But he's like 7 feet tall. How could
I
bully
know,
him?
But he's super beta. He's tall. But
super beta.
Yeah.
This is why he doesn't book you.
What do you mean? Is that a negative thing to say?
Beta.
Isn't beta?
Is beta
a thing?
Just mean pussy?
No, I didn't mean that. No, isn't his character on Crashing? He says he's beta.
Like, yeah, persona.
I'm not meaning to be disrespectful.
No, no, no,
to him.
No. It's beta. Yeah. I would say he's beta.
Yeah, well, I thought that's self-proclaimed. You know,
that may be the reason he's not booking you. But I would also
he doesn't know me though.
He doesn't know you, and there's only so many parts.
There's a lot of parts, though.
There are, but there's also 80 billion comedians. And
has a little less than that.
And and he's also booking, you know, people that work at the Comedy Cellar. Like Kim the Waitress had a role. I think Jason the Doorman had a role.
Well, that just makes me
Well, my friends make fun of me because, you know, Mo Amer, the great Mo Amer, who's fantastic, was sleeping on my couch for 2 months. And my boy's like, the guy that sleeps on your couch can get a role on Crashing. And you can't.
That's a bummer.
So it's like I'm getting abused.
So you've never even auditioned?
I've never auditioned for Crashing, never auditioned for SNL. So other than...
All right, I got one on you.
If I wasn't passed at the Comedy Cellar, I would feel like no matter what credits I have, I'm not a real
New York
comic.
You're just not a real one.
The
right.
Comedy Cellar is the only thing that's keeping me like, at least I'm still in New York. And I did Letterman. If I didn't have one of those two things, I would feel like I am not in the game.
This is a good subject because this brings up an interesting point. Is every comedian, it doesn't think about what they do have and is busy bitching about what they don't have.
Yes.
I mean, Chris DiStefano, he had a pilot.
DiStefano.
Yes. No, it's DiStefano.
No, DiStefano.
We have Mike DiStefano. Oh,
yes.
Potato, potato.
Yeah.
So he had a pilot on, was it CBS?
CBS.
Whatever it was. Didn't get to the air, but still a pilot is a pretty big deal, a network pilot.
But we really thought that one was going to go. That had all the elements of what should have been a hit TV show.
I heard
show.
It was really good.
It was. It was a
I
good one.
I don't get that.
The frustrating part about the pilot in hindsight is that everything they picked over mine, they canceled after one season.
Oh, what the fuck?
Three of them didn't even make it out of halfway.
Did that feel kind of good?
It felt good, but it also made me
it's
feel worse because I'm like, that you thought my show was that, like, you pick, look at the bullshit you put on, and still even think my show was even as good as
zero
that.
Logic networks have when doing that.
Well,
I
think there's a lot of horse trading that goes on. There's a lot of business decisions behind, you know,
a lot
I think
of favors.
Les Moonves owned the production company, so it's like he didn't own the production company that produced mine. So I'm not saying that was the reason, but I'm sure it didn't help that I was with a production company that Les Moonves had no financial gain in.
Yeah,
you know,
you're probably right.
Sure, it didn't help.
Well, okay. So you went to the Comedy Cellar Vegas. And now we need to push comedy. Everybody needs to go to Comedy Cellar Vegas.
Yes.
How is it going, Comedy Cellar Vegas?
So the Comedy Cellar Las Vegas at the Rio, here's what I'll say. First of all, if you're in Las Vegas and you want, and especially if you're from the East Coast, a lot of East Coast transplants, and you want to feel like you're back home, then come to the Comedy Cellar Las Vegas because it's got like that New York East Coast vibe to it. And the room, the ceilings are low, which is great for comedy. So the laughter stays in the room. The staff is great. All the comics go up there and nobody's fucking around. Everyone's doing like their A stuff. And we're like trying to give the crowd a good show. It's like, if you want just to see like four or five good comics, like a showcase style comedy, club, then I would say Comedy Cellar Vegas is it because the thing is the people who live in Las Vegas and the people who are, you know, at the buffets and just going to visit Las Vegas, sometimes they don't want to sit through like a whole 2.5 hour Cirque du Soleil performance. So if you want to get in and out and just have good entertainment value, hour and a half quick show, then Comedy Cellar Vegas is for you.
Cirque du Soleil, 2.5 hours?
I think it's, I heard it's 2.5.
That's way
too
long.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the food is great. I have to be honest, the food is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, is it a similar menu?
No, the menu. I'm even not sure what's on the menu, but it's a wood burning stove.
Yes, the wood burning pizzas, the fish tacos, the desserts. They have like banana pudding. Yeah. They have gold cakes. It was the food was fantastic.
Oh my God.
The food was almost so good it was almost distracting. That's how good the food was.
So, well, how was the hang? Did you guys destroy any hotel rooms?
We didn't destroy the hotel.
Panty raids.
Well, I was with one guy.
Panty raids.
Yeah, I was with Matthew Broussard, who he's a big pun guy. So all he does is sit in his room and make puns on his laptop. I was with.
I wish I had a good one right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to think of one.
I was with Sean Donnelly.
What did you do to deserve that punishment?
I was with Sean Donnelly, who's great, but it's just, you know, we were in Vegas, so he's just an Irish kid from Queens, so he was just like talking to a fucking talking bottle of Heineken. and then I was with the great Ian Edwards, who's fantastic. We didn't really see Ian too much. He was out doing his thing, but he's great.
what does this thing mean?
Cut
to the scene.
Well, every day I'd be like, how was your week? You know, how was your day today? And I'd be like, what'd you do? And he'd be like, I had some things to do. He just kept saying I had some things to do.
I hear the soundtrack from Superfly in the background.
I got some things to do. And then we didn't question him anymore. Dave Attell and Jeff Ross dropped in. That was
twice, right?
Twice. Yeah. And they were fantastic. Attell and Ross were great. And then the hang, you know, every day go down to the pool at the Rio.
Ooh.
Go walk around the hotels.
Is the pool nice?
The pool's nice.
Did you do the zip line?
I was going to do the zip line, but I pushed out. I went up there and looked at it. I couldn't do it.
Is that where you zip line over the road, the street?
No, that's where
I've done that.
No, Fremont Street Experience is where you zip line over. That's fun and feels a little safer. It's not as high.
Zip line
Rio is 60 stories in the air. So it's too fucking much.
Hell
and the wind was crazy. I was like, how is this thing open? But it was a good time. You know,
I did it with my 5-year-old daughter, 6-year-old daughter.
You went on the Rio zip line?
With my 6-year-old daughter, yeah.
Was she scared?
Is it petrifying?
No.
You don't feel unsafe in that thing at all?
I tell you, I'm not a fearless type, but I was not scared on that zip line, and my daughter wasn't really scared. Steve Fabrican, outside Steve, he almost pissed his pants.
Yeah. Because let me ask you this.
They call him outside Steve, not high up Steve.
Do you feel like you're going to fall out of it?
No.
Is it just a shitty seatbelt?
No, no.
You feel secure on that seat?
You're strapped in. It's less thrilling than an average roller coaster.
So there's no, it's just the height.
And also having a child with me who wouldn't be scared would probably calm me down too.
No, I've done it more than once.
Was your child scared, you said?
No, she was not scared. She was not scared at all.
Seeing a kid not afraid, like if you're in a line for a roller coaster, that makes me go, all right, I'm a pussy.
Yeah, see, I got up there. I couldn't do it. I also like, to be honest with you, I was in it with Sean, and I was like, we're way too much for this fucking thing.
I was like,
we're going to rip this thing in half. Well, I weigh 230. Sean's probably 260. I was like,
you were being held by the same zip line?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
We both went up there and were like, yeah, it's a little shaky for us.
It can hold like 1,000 people. But I didn't realize Sean was an alcoholic. I never even seen him drinking before.
Well, it's not, I don't know. He's an Irish kid from Queens. You know, you put an Irish kid from Queens in Vegas, shit's going
to
go down.
You said it's like talking to a bottle of Heineken.
It was ripped up. Let me put it this way. Sean showed up for morning TV TV stations in fucking cargo shorts and a jacket. So I was like, that's how
that's
you know.
Where he's at.
I was like, where the hell were you? You know, I was out there at Star. I was like, you want Starbucks? He was like, I'm at the bar. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Geez. Oh my God. All right. Well, next week is Dan Natterman, is Nerdy Natterman week. Natterman, who else is in your.
Jared Freed
will be there.
Jared Freed. It's a very Jewy week.
There's that Kathleen. Well, only two. Oh, if you want to count.
Mark Cohen.
Mark Cohen, yeah.
Mark Cohen.
And Kathleen Dunbar. Yeah. Is that her name, Kathleen?
Yeah.
She's a local.
I heard she's very funny.
Yeah, she's supposed to be very, very good.
And Des Bishop.
The Irishman in there.
He doesn't drink, right?
He doesn't drink. There's a deep, sinister energy to Des that you're going to see come out. Well, I saw him in Ireland.
Okay.
I think he's great.
Yeah, I love Des.
I think he's really funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have Christina Hutchinson.
Can we just briefly something we haven't done in a while, because we were talking about this before the show, is give out the email for comments and so that, you know, you can tell us what you think of the podcast and more to the point, how we can make it better. Because obviously
what
we can't read your minds.
I think
Stephen Calabria doesn't even know.
I think it's podcast. We had one. It was when we were a podcast. podcast@comedyseller.com. podcast@comedyseller.com. Yeah, but if you can't come up with an email address, you can go to anywhere on the comedyseller.com site and contact us, whatever. It all goes to me. But podcast@comedyseller.com, you know, is the best address because then it's organized. We do want to hear from people. We haven't heard from people in a long time.
We assume you're out there because I do bump into people.
It's our
people.
Fault. We stopped giving the address. We don't remember the address.
I do bump into people regularly that say that they enjoy the show.
People came all the way to Comedy Cellar Vegas to the Rio. They booked trips to the Rio just because they heard us on the radio.
They did?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. They introduced themselves to me.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right.
So Dan Natterman will be at the Rio next week.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the 20th through whatever that is.
Get the fish tacos, get the wings. The wings are fantastic.
For those of you who have not turned off your patience, turn this off. Your patience.
Wait, well, why don't crap on the cast.
It's about to be rewarded.
But first of all, that you're giving out bad energy, and that's not good.
Christina Hutchinson is here. She is one half of the Guys We Fucked
podcast. Can you please edit out the part where Noam shits on the podcast?
She's one half.
I think you should keep it in.
She's one half of the Guys We Fucked podcast.
And insulted DiStefano. Because you implied that what he was saying was uninteresting. You said, for those who are still awake or not.
No, all right. Should we talk about this? It's because when we're talking about like the Comedy Cellar Vegas, I feel like it's such a shameless plug that I feel that it's somebody's like, you know, it could be like, but we have to do it.
It's one
of the few places you could see like decent.
We're not shamelessly plugging. We're talking about something that we've been talking about for months. That is part of the Comedy Cellar story, and that people come that listen to us on a regular basis want to know what's going on. How's the Comedy Cellar Vegas room doing? Is Noam still suicidal?
I don't even know how it's doing. Today's our busiest ticket day ever.
Really? Oh, congrats.
I'm watching it. We sold a lot of tickets today, more than we ever had before. We're up 130% from last Wednesday. Okay, that's it.
Now we can get to Christina Hutchinson.
Yes.
Google Analytics now, and I managed to, since you think this is interesting, I managed to figure out how to do cross domain tracking.
Oh, nice.
How the fuck you do that?
Well, yeah, I said cross-domain tracking is interesting.
So I can actually see a customer that like, goes on our website, clicks another page. Then I see him jump to Ticketmaster. What pages he's doing on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, what's he looking at?
So I can see exactly.
And have you gleaned anything that could be of benefit to the bottom line?
People like a cheaper price. I can tell you.
Right. Well,
and this has been something I've been fighting
Milton
with.
Milton Friedman, everybody.
I've been fighting for a long time with Ticketmaster, and we finally got some break in the prices. Okay, so Christina Hutchinson is one half of the Guys We Fucked podcast, which is a podcast dedicated to talking
sex about...
Sex positive podcast, talking about the men and their experiences.
Guys We Fucked.
Guys They Fucked. Yeah. And this has taken off.
Yeah.
They had a best-selling book out. They sell out large venues.
Chris was on it. He got like 40 DMs
I couldn't believe how many DMs and messages and followers I got from being a guest on her podcast.
But you are not one of the guys they fucked, or are
I
you?
I am not. No, I am not. But it was...
A lot of people deny it.
Yeah.
So, but when I met her, she had a boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend was... Can I talk frankly? I mean, I liked
you
him.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
I thought he was gay. There was a slightly... Beta.
He is a feminine.
There's a slight Holmes.
Slightly theta. No, there was. He was
the second person who told me that.
Only second.
He wasn't gay, but I get it.
No. He was like very like nice and easygoing, you know, and it just didn't seem like, you know, your type. You seem like you need.
Well, that ended up being very true.
Yeah. So at the time. We were talking about prostitution, so I offered.
Well, we just set up the background of this is that her podcast, if you don't listen to it, is part of the sex positivity movement. That is the anti-slut shaming, if you will.
Yeah.
In other words, women should be allowed to fuck, should be allowed to enjoy fucking, and should be allowed to own their sexuality and should not be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And you further postulated, and Noam disagreed with it vehemently, and I disagree with it as well, is that you feel that the female sex drive and the male sex drive are roughly equivalent, that if it weren't for society telling women they had to be nice girls, women would do what men do. They would go out and they would fuck.
Well, one of the reasons why I was so excited when Noam offered to pay for a sex worker for me if I had ever broken up with Steven is because...
Oh, there you go. By the way, Steven?
Yeah.
He goes by the full name?
Yeah, I call him Steven.
That's gay.
I did that to him. I branded him
okay,
as that.
But he called himself Steve.
Steve.
Because if it's Steven, if he said, hi,
Penta,
I'm Steven, that's gay.
Do you think it's gay to pee sitting down for a guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've known guys like
that. He peed standing up all the time.
But anyway, Steven is a problem.
But is that a fair assessment of your beliefs?
Yes, it is. And why I got so excited when Noam had said, oh, well, if you ever break up with him, I'll pay for you a male sex worker, is because I do have a sex drive that's pretty that's people would assume is like more doodly, I guess. And the idea of fucking a male prostitute sounds like the best night ever.
Right.
Because like, I don't have to worry. I don't have to be insecure. I don't have to be weird. I don't have to worry about like, where's this going? I could just fuck.
Aaron Berg was a male sex worker.
What?
Back in Canada, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's married now.
Well, we should have had him on, but...
He's a male sex worker, yeah.
Oh, man.
And he's open about that. I'm not saying that.
Listen, he hasn't been passed to the seller, so maybe I can save some money. I'll give him some spots.
No. I have money, but I don't think I would spend it on a male sex worker. I don't think I would... I could afford it, but I don't...
I think he is passed yet. You could what?
I could afford it, but I wouldn't do it unless you bought it for me.
So I'm going to buy her... a prostitute. Now, the first question is for you lawyers out there. I know my lawyer listens to this show. Is this a legitimate business expense?
Well,
it'll cost me half if I can write it off. You know, that's a good call.
Or,
you know, 60%.
It's a plot point to an episode, so yeah.
I mean, it is a business expense.
It's technically not legal in the state of New York.
We're going to hire an escort.
So this
but
is
I
illegal,
know that they
Cowboys?
This is legal?
Well,
I don't know what they're going to do.
An escort is legal, obviously.
Yeah, we want to... Well, I was going to say...
sex is another issue.
You know what I mean?
Of course they do.
So if no one wants to hire him illegally or from their website, you're only going on on a date with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now
a date in my room.
Now,
but it's still just a date.
And we're going to pick one out. Now, do we know how much this is going to cost me?
I have no idea. Okay. But probably a lot.
Do we know how many hours you want? Do you want to?
I want two because I want an hour to get to know him and then an hour to fuck him.
So already you're giving away the fact that the male sex drive is different than the female sex drive.
Yeah, because I would need 15 minutes would be my answer.
An hour to get to know them sounds like hell.
That's different.
Oh, God.
I might not need an hour.
No, don't backtrack now.
Now, but, you know, no matter what the price is or the hours, are you prepared to commit to whatever?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I went to the Comedy Cellar and I went to the Olive Tree and I was like, wait a second, no more for me to buy a sex worker if I ever dump Steven. And that's like the first thing I said to you. I was so excited. I'm very amped.
Well, we offered to buy you a sex worker whether or not you dump Steven. You insisted that you got to dump Steven.
But I didn't
want
to cheat on my boyfriend.
So you want to go out. So no, how do you want to get them? You want to go to Starbucks with him?
I want to go to a bar. So I want to go to a sexy bar wearing a slinky black dress, and I want to take him back to my apartment.
Okay, so you want to meet him in a bar.
Yeah.
And then do you think you want to get to know him. Now, what if you get to know him?
Well, if I'm getting to know him and I'm not really like,
what if it's Jeff, you know, one of those guys look like Jeff Leach. I don't know.
Not into that. But
the other one looks like Ricky Velez. Oh, that's Jeff Leach.
That's Jeff Leach. Yeah.
Hell no. Hell no. That man looks terrifying. He looks like a magician.
This guy has nice breasts.
That guy has tits, and I'm not interested in that.
Those tits are a little bit too big, right?
There's Ricky Velez. That's Ricky.
He's a little thin.
Too thin.
Or by the way, just to let you know, the audience, we're looking at his computer.
Nick Hawk.
Nah.
Meet Nick Hawk. Now he looks kind of like Adam Levine-ish.
A little bit.
Adam Levine.
He looks like he's gonna DJ your pussy.
Do they? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there a link on this site that's just New York? It should show you.
Okay. Colin.
Okay, let's go through them one at a time.
His name is
New
Colin.
York. We don't want to go. I mean, can she?
Let's read a little bit of their profiles.
Oh, Colin.
Here's Colin.
Oh, which one do you like?
Okay.
Colin is the Adonis from the Big Apple. An extremely charming and energetic cowboy. This ambitious hunk always sets his sights high in all areas of his life, possibly hailing from a family of doctors.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sure they're very proud of him.
Founded several companies ranging from pharmaceuticals.
Right, and now he's doing this.
To tech. In addition to owning and managing several real estate properties, Colin's charismatic personality. My goodness, you should marry this guy, not just fuck him.
6'4", 225. That's a fucking man.
6'4". All right, he's on the list.
Now, view his race.
Put him on the list. I don't like that shirtless photo. He looks
well. What kind of guy?
What's his rates? 1 hour, $350. 2 hours.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's like too cheap almost. Is that okay?
I thought you want the week. The week is $17,500.
No, what the fuck am I going to do with him for a week? No, I'm not interested in that.
Well, what kind of guy would you would you prefer for this kind of an endeavor?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been with one person for 7 years. I don't know. I'm trying to.
Steve,
I would love a non-white guy.
I have a question.
Let's go to the colored guys. Come on.
How important is their actual people?
The guys of color. The guys of color.
Their bio's going to be all fluffy bullshit.
Aaron.
Oh. Yeah. That guy's hot.
Assuming
she is all about, can I say, I never know what I can, it's just a joke. It's just a joke when I say color guys.
You better make a public apology right now.
Yeah, you should
live
tweet
on the podcast.
I think because I'm the only white person who lives in my home,
that
I'm allowed to say these things.
I feel like I can get away with stuff too. I'm like, I got my whole family's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. okay, he's hot.
You know, my that's how my daughter said to me. I said this on podcast. My daughter came home and said, "Daddy," she's in first grade. "Daddy, you're white. Do you treat people badly?"
Wow.
I'm like, what? She goes, I said, why would you say that? You know, your daddy doesn't treat people badly. She goes, well, they told us in school that, you know, white people, you know, they've treated people badly. I'm like, well, you know, your daddy. She goes,
that's true.
But maybe you used to.
Wow.
Oh, what a sweet angel. Sad.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah. All about now. That is not the most handsome African American man I've ever seen.
I agree, but he's hot.
Yeah, but, hot? I mean, but for that, I mean, I could get Greer Barnes. I mean, Greer's better looking than this guy.
Greer's negotiable. Greer can be Jewed down. Is that better now?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Let's go to Darren, a tough city boy, was born and raised in Queens, New York. However, this professional model has also lived in Virginia's house. I guess. Okay, he a graphic designer at Briarcliff College. That's
it's like a good school in Long Island.
Is it?
It's a Nassau County school. Yep, Briarcliff.
Good can Briarcliff College
yeah,
be?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It's the Harvard of Nassau County. This New York hottie enjoys getting out of the city for a hike or a bicycle ride. He's the epitome of Southern gentleman. How did he become a Southern gentleman?
When yeah, he
was going
only
to school
lived
in Long Island.
Also South Carolina.
Also lived in Virginia.
I lived in Virginia.
Darren is mixed with a strong, athletic, and rugged New York man who, okay, now, never continue to read. Go ahead, press more. Where am I?
Who never wise? Oh, okay. There's already a grammatical error. Next.
Oh, never shies away from meeting new people. That's not his fault. Okay, so let's see what Darren's rates are. Are they the same rates?
Let's see.
So now I would think that it might be more expensive to get the black guy.
Maybe
it's. I think that's less.
And he's older.
Same price.
Well,
porn,
black dudes in porn make less, and women's rates go down. Like white chicks' rates go down if they fuck black dudes. It's so fucking super racist.
And he's pushing 40, Darren. So I think he would have a lesser rate.
What's your ideal age, Chris?
I think next. I would say 32 to 50.
Now, how do we get to see the private guys? We have to join something.
Oh.
Let's join. What do I have to do? Let's press private. What does it say?
Oh,
Logan.
Oh, wait. Who's that?
Access the access. Please enter the password. Press request password.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's fill out the name. Come on. Christina.
Okay.
I got to go.
Christina Natter. Daniel Natter.
Where are you going now?
I got at the Village Underground.
Whoa,
right now.
Okay. He's got a spot.
I got the view at 820. I'm sorry.
Well, we can't go through.
Can you send someone else up?
Who do you want me to send? Anybody?
Whoever might be interested in picking a whore.
Colin.
Colin, I'll see him.
Colin, right. We can't go through every profile, Noam.
I want to see the private ones.
Yeah, I want to see the private
okay,
ones
can
too.
Can we put your name?
I want them more. Yeah, put okay. my info. Put my info.
Go ahead, Christina.
Kry. I'll tell you how to spell. Kry. Styna.
How about a woman?
Hutchinson.
We should get a woman on to see what she thinks about
now
this.
Now you want
to
use your email address?
Yeah.
Okay. You.
It's first. Well.
Don't say it out loud. Just tell them your email address. Da 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 da.
Supposed to fuck you, but they do.
Well, you know, no. Legally, you can't pay him to fuck you. But if you were to fall in love, I don't think there's any law between.
Oh, there's no. I'm not planning on love being involved in this equation
at
all.
I'm just saying, if you pay somebody to a taxi driver to drive you home,
and then we both want to fuck each other,
and he wants to fuck you, he's not breaking the
law.
So
I paid $12.50 to fuck someone.
As long as you pay him for the ride home,
exactly.
You have to pay this guy.
It's called a loophole.
Yeah, you got to pay him for taking you to a bar or whatever it is. Okay, so go ahead. And we need a password, quick.
Yeah, password, stat. I'm horny. Well, no, don't say that.
Okay.
But Kristen Hutchinson.
Submit.
Christina, yes.
Christina Hutchinson. Okay, you're horny. Your boyfriend is no longer in the picture. Would you be averse to simply picking up? Now, Noam's making you this generous offer. You should take him up on it. But what about just picking up a guy at a bar?
If you're
well, with that, you run into somebody. I think these guys are going to be really good at sex because they're pros.
Check your email. See if they send you a password right away. Otherwise, we'll move on.
Okay, I'm refreshing. Hurry the fuck up. Also, there's a dude. His name was Cole on the website, and he looked very hot. Oh no.
Okay, so no password yet?
No.
Okay, so whatever. So let's go. So are there any of the guys on this website we want to look to? So who are we so far with this guy? What's his name? The black guy.
He's okay.
What was his name?
Wait, go to Cole.
Okay,
in
let's
New
see
York.
Cole. Press New York.
He looked. Oh, that picture's not on. God damn it. He looks angry.
Cole.
He looks like someone squished his face.
Yeah, these guys are not
Okay, wait, go back. I think there's another website.
Yeah, let's go to the other website. This looks like...
Well, there's more guys.
Christina, have you ever had two men at the same time?
Yes, I have.
Just
and two male models.
Two male models and just you, not another woman to share them with.
Correct.
Well, how did that come about?
I was on a reality TV show called Hot and Handy, and it was where male models come over and make over your apartment. I was just out of college, and I was... someone's calling me. I don't know if it's them.
Yeah, pick it up.
Hello?
Hi, this is Bridget calling from Cowboys for Angels.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Good. I see that you need a password.
Yes, please.
Who do you need a password for?
For me.
No,
so each guy has a specific password?
It depends. Some of them have the same. Some of them are different.
Is there a password that lets me view everyone?
No.
Okay.
Who do you need?
New York. And
New York.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anybody specifically that you're interested in, or you just want to take a look?
I wanted to take a look at the private profiles.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh,
that worked out awesome.
Oh, that worked out great.
But you know, we should beep out the...
Yeah, the password.
The password, because I don't want to give away their password.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get mad. But,
Well, that guy's kind of...
It's not a very clever password. Anyway,
it's not at all.
A little bit easier than John Podesta's password was. Logan, is it... Oh, look. What is this nipple thing?
Okay, I don't need to see... Yeah, that I didn't need to see. But I mean,
but he's pretty handsome.
He's
that's
really
the most
handsome
guy we've seen so far.
Yeah, but do we really get Logan, or do you get a bait and switch? Because that's pretty common in the escort industry.
I better get Logan. I'll be real pissed.
Well, you got to make it clear that you want Logan. If Logan doesn't show up,
okay, Dan.
Yeah.
Now I don't want to make you feel bad, but I think the bait and switch is more prevalent in the $75 and down.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're paying this much money,
I don't think for $1,000 they're going to do a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't is this $1,000? This guy?
Or $650?
$650.
No, it's $350 for the hour.
$350 an hour. Yeah, that's not bad. I like him.
Now, okay. So let's write it. So Logan, now what happens?
I'll write it down on my phone.
Now, are you going to tell us what sexual act do you want from him? You just want intercourse?
I want sex.
Because you once told me that the actual intercourse was the least interesting part of the sex.
Well, it depends on who you're fucking. But you don't know until you get in. Maybe he's great at eating a girl out. I'd be interested to see, you know, but I think, yeah. Hopefully somebody who's not afraid to slap a girl around.
Have you ever been in bed with a alpha looking cut model?
Yeah, there's two male models.
Like
yeah, there's two male models that I three-way with, yes.
Yeah, oh, I didn't hear that. And is it better with a guy who looks like that?
Not really, no. It's fun. It's like a treat yourself kind of thing. But I don't think they're necessarily... I feel like good-looking people might be worse in bed, but I've only done that once with those two male models.
If you were at a bar looking for a one night stand, what kind of guy are you? You don't do that.
I don't like one night stands because you don't know what you're going to run into. I've never had a one night stand, but this is like, well, this guy is. You would have to assume he's good in bed because this is what he does for a living. Okay, so he's, you know.
Let's see if there's any other black guys there. Sean. You got to put a password.
Fingers
crossed.
Okay.
Let's see.
Oh.
Sean.
No. Good body, but like the body doesn't
much. 5. He must have size of a salami.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Oh my god. I'm going to get you 3 hours with
okay,
him.
Danny doesn't look bad.
Danny
looks kind of hot.
Danny
looks
a little older, right?
Yeah,
like
I like
40s.
That. 41. Oh, see. Okay. I like him.
You like him? Okay.
Yeah.
Danny is a native New Yorker. Danny is a native New Yorker. Has the perfect combination of street smarts, tough guy, and passionate gentleman to make him a premier male escort in the Big Apple. Bursting with creativity, the professional actor, model, and writer is inspired by his muses. Through long conversations, spending time in intimate locations, engaging in personal amazing experiences, the sensitive hunk offers a multifaceted personality, including qualities of athleticism, sense of humor, and an easygoing attitude, which allows him to be comfortable in any situation. Okay, now let me tell you what this tells me about female sexuality. What can you glean about female sexuality from this? I will put it out there. I have the answer already, but see if anybody else picks up on it. tech.
That they give a fuck about the guy's resume?
A description for males would be how big her tits are, how big her ass is, you know, how she gets down. It would be
women get aroused in a different way. There's a different pathway.
They didn't even mention whether he has a big dick, a small dick.
I mean,
nothing.
I hope he didn't have a small dick.
I'm just saying they don't like it's. It is so not the description.
But I'm one. Yeah. First of all,
not the mirror image.
I'm skeptical.
So you wouldn't want to know if you're the sex worker you would hire would have, you know, passions outside of.
Can you find a high end female escort side of
yeah,
equivalent?
Compared to the description, she got big titties. And
I'm skeptical that there's a lot of business with heterosexual females. I would imagine it's gay dudes that go to these guys.
No way. No, because we interviewed the owner of one of these websites and he said there's a lot of women and they're mostly older.
Let's try it.
When they're like horny 35 year old and up, 35 to like 60, who
well,
like got divorced.
Not an old
they're
woman.
Wealthy. Okay. No.
Okay,
but I'm saying
here's a
they're
female
the older
site.
Demographic.
Our models. Go ahead. Click. Oh, they're models. Ah.
Oh,
okay.
Damn.
Now
God,
let's pick
way
one.
Hotter than the dudes. What
let's
the
pick.
Fuck?
But they, again, these might not
Annabelle.
Be them.
Let's pick Annabelle.
May or may not get Annabelle.
And I don't think you would get Annabelle.
I think you would.
Elizabeth. God damn.
Okay, Annabelle. Let's see.
Oh, but they know a man would do that.
You all got right, to. Right, you right, got right, to. Right. Law, you got to. Create oh. A account.
Okay, so let's go back to the male escort side. We'll do this another time. So okay. maybe if this works out, let's get one of the female escorts
Danny,
for Dan.
Danny's in the lead.
Would you do that, Dan?
Sure.
Oh my God, yes!
Yeah, we can compare experiences.
Oh my God, it'd be great. Okay, so let's go back to hers. So are we taking Danny?
Okay, Danny's at the top of my list, but okay. I want to see the other ones that are private because they seem to be hotter. Drew,
who's it's the same silhouette.
Well, no, I don't think we need to go through all of these.
I just want to see their picture.
Yeah, she's gonna pick.
Well, there's hundreds
douche.
Of them.
Okay,
you know,
she's not hundreds.
She's a frat boy.
Well, there's a lot of them. I mean,
okay. I just want to see the pictures. I don't need the profile
at all.
Here's
a black guy. Jordan.
Press the password.
Ugh, no, ew.
What is with these dudes?
God damn.
You know you're not getting a baby.
Oh, Mark.
What about Mark?
God damn.
No, that's not Mark.
Well, might as well enter the password while we're here, you know? Just to say. Oh, well, hell no. That's
terrifying.
The Marlboro
He's man.
He's going to murder me.
Okay, let's see. Oh my okay, God. Uh-oh, I think.
Drew and then that black and white photo. Oh, I hate that face he's making. That's so douchey.
Mark is okay.
Mark's okay. Okay, it's between,
Trinidad,
it's between John, Mark
it
and Danny.
Bit, Mark looks a little bit like John Legend.
Mark has a bigger dick than Danny, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, that's Jamie Lee is here,
racist.
Everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Crashing's Jamie Lee. Thank you for coming.
So, hi,
yes.
James. Do you
Can
know
we keep
Christina?
You
yes.
Hi.
So, Christina. Hello, great to see
so
you.
So,
Christina broke up with her boyfriend.
Yes, I kind of got the scoop.
Can we introduce Jamie properly?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Jamie Lee, everybody, from HBO's Crashing.
Yay.
Which I was just in the episode that taped today. That's right. So I'm a little fatigued because it's hard work. You
yes,
know.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work. But in any case, so to keep you.
This is what
we're comparing. If you want a man wants to hire a female escort versus if a woman wants to hire a male escort, the bios are very different.
Oh, Christina, who as you know, hosts a sex positive, anti slut shaming podcast.
Yes.
On the last show that she did with us, she said, well, you know, she is so sex positive that she would have, she would enjoy having a meaningless encounter with a male
escort.
It's
not sex positivity as much as I'm horny. Just so
okay,
you know.
But you are sex positive.
Yeah.
Which is just means you own
I don't
your
judge people for whatever they want to do.
So one of the disputes was that male sexuality and female sexuality are different. And this is actually making
and then
case
I was like, if you were to hire me a male sex worker, I would fuck the shit out of him. And then you offered. And then the second I dumped Steven, I came to the cellar.
But the descriptions of the men are so like
they're
anodyne.
Why are you using a word that nobody uses?
Bullshit.
In my circles, they use it.
Well,
we all don't have
it's so like
I've been in your circles and they don't use it there.
But with a female, so we looked at a high-end female call girl site. And
how
it's
do
all
we
like,
know this is high-end? Because this is looking very clip art to me.
Well, they're all kind of clip arty.
Okay,
this is the least clip arty of the male escorts for
sure. The
straight.
Rotating photos left. At the bottom are not.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're super cheap.
That's like, of course, that's what
I want to hear.
Wait, the black and white. Carlo.
No, I think these are real. Because they would get.
Oh, let me see the other photos.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, I think I want. Oh, Carla wins. Carla wins.
I mean,
I don't even need to.
Wow, he
even
has modeling shots. Like, it's not just.
Well, some of them are models.
They are?
Yeah. Okay.
Carla was
Carla
born
wins.
In the beautiful but well, small.
I don't give a fuck no what, where Carla was born.
It says that he was born in the beautiful but small island of Puerto Rico. Such an unnecessary detail.
Beautiful but small.
That was
beautiful,
like a that was like a slight.
He
like
comes
a,
from a,
yeah.
a
very passive
he's
aggressive.
He's oldest of three yeah. boys in the household, so it was a very small family in Puerto Rico. Being born in San Juan, his first language is Spanish. But he was fortunate enough to attend English-speaking private high school. His mother always, they want to hear it all.
He's
Wait,
hired.
Why? You
know why
such
he,
a goofy bio.
You know why
well,
he was.
He didn't write it.
His mom was a race car driver.
You know why he was fortunate enough to attend an English-speaking high school? Because he's not from Puerto Rico. It's all bullshit. And then when he shows up with an American talking like this, how's he just doing?
No, I'll let you
Then you have
know.
An explanation as to why he talks like that, because he's not really from Puerto Rico, small island or otherwise.
I mean, you know how people brag on their dating profiles? Kind of like the same thing.
Okay, I want to know what
you Are we ready for Carlo?
Yeah.
Click,
yeah, you
click,
request
his
presence. Account.
I want to talk to Jamie Leto, what she thinks of all this.
Go ahead.
You know Christina
God
Hutchinson.
God damn, he's so hot. Oof,
Carlo. She's so hot.
Fuck me. Damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know that Christina's whole
oh,
thing
what
is...
What date, Christina?
Oh, Jesus. Oh I got to whip out my calendar. I'm on the
Pencil
road.
Well,
a lot.
We don't have to... We could do this.
Wait,
after
no. Let's
no,
do it now.
Doing it right now.
Okay, how about...
Oh, my God. He's like...
Therapy on Wednesday. Trendy. Okay, Wednesday the 20th, right after my therapy appointment.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Now, Jamie...
2 hours.
Jamie Lee. Now, you're a married woman.
You have to put the time.
Yes.
But were you a single woman?
Yeah.
And were you an unattached woman? And yeah. you have been, as you've been, at some point in your life. Would you be in for this sort of an experience?
Potentially, yeah. I think, especially coming off of a breakup, I just really understand it so much.
Yeah.
And, yeah, potentially. I am a little neurotic. I worry that Carlo is not really Carlo.
I mean, I will
I
let him know if
that
he's
not only is this photo photoshopped, but, like, his personality is also photoshopped here. And, like, I just hope that you meet up with him and he's, like,
not
as suave and
totally.
Cool and sexy.
I know for a fact that they don't write their bios.
Yeah.
Like a marketing person does it because they're
right.
like, I know what women want.
Right,
I'm like,
right,
no,
right.
you don't. Like, that's,
I know.
I don't,
it's like,
I don't even
not
need
attracted
a bio.
To like you went to private
yeah,
school.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Honestly, like, that does less. Ooh. That's more of a drying.
Yeah,
thing.
That's a drying.
Yeah.
That's more
Jamie Lee, America wants to know, and fans of HBO's Crashing
yeah,
want to know.
Yes, yes.
Is, do you agree with Christina Hutchinson that the female sex drive is equivalent to the male sex drive?
Yes.
And so when you were in your single days, you would have one night stands or you would be open to one night stands?
I had them not that often, but I did have them. Yeah.
But yeah. I'm saying that, but I've never even had a one night stand.
Oh.
So, but
yeah.
But I do think like women get horny.
Yeah, they do. You know? And also like a one night stand sometimes is like the best possible solution because like it's very selfish in a good way. Like you're
yeah.
truly just taking care of your needs.
This
and it's not about yeah, exactly.
Be my
yeah.
only one night stand.
Well, that's very
and that's fun.
I mean, he's a
Carlo probably
I
knows what
think
he's doing.
Deliver.
Yeah,
I
he
do.
Definitely will go.
That's
down.
The thing is he definitely will deliver.
And that's why I would
he's
rather
being
do
paid to deliver.
Exact. That's exactly what I said.
Because
I said.
I've had one night stands where I invested like at a bar or something, invested all this time talking and.
And then the pants go down,
and then
he comes in 2 seconds
in bed, and I'm like, "What was that?" At least Carlo knows how to get it done, probably,
exactly.
hopefully.
When you were, when you had your one night stands, were you setting out that evening, like you know, tonight's the night I'm gonna have a one night stand, or it just kind of came, it just kind of went.
I think it's more like process of elimination. I think it's like, okay, I don't think that like this person is going to be my boyfriend because he can't hold a conversation, but can he hold me in his arms while fucking me?
Yeah.
And after it was done, were you like, well, I don't ever want to see him again or I can keep him around as maybe a fuck buddy?
I think it is tricky. I think that it's cliche, but I definitely do get attached. So I think that like, it always seems like a great idea in theory. And then the next morning, even if I like truly despise their personality on every level, there is a piece of me that's like, wait, don't leave.
Where are you going? I mean, they were inside you. So like, that's a close bond.
Wait, say that again.
They were inside of you. So
yes,
it's like, that's
yes.
the closest
it
two human beings.
It fuses you to their shittiness.
I'm being ghosted right now by a young lady who no. I thought I did a very nice job with on a recent. Right, yes.
Yeah.
And I thought I did a nice job.
Okay.
Oh my
and I thought I was expecting.
Did you have a 90-minute show?
I was expecting. 90. Well, it wasn't 90 minutes, but I was expecting
that's
repeat business and I'm being ghosted. But anyway, so apparently she didn't get that attached in this case. But, or I didn't do as good a job as I had thought. But in any case, to further explore this notion of female sexuality.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad. That's sad, Dan.
Why is it sad? It happens. Maybe she just looked at me and said, this guy is just a dumb, beautiful idiot.
But well, this is bad for your self-esteem.
Well, yeah, because assuming you don't know what's going on in her
head. I don't know. It's okay for my self-esteem because she was a gorgeous young girl that I normally
don't get. And I'm probably not right about this in the slightest, but if anyone ghosts you, just assume that they're like still getting over their ex.
Yeah, it's probably them, not you.
Yeah, I feel like anytime I've ever just blown someone off, it truly is not them. It's me.
So you're saying I might really have done a nice job.
Yeah, you might have done a real...
I've had great sex and I've not called the person back for very
long. Have you ever ghosted somebody?
No, but I haven't had the chance to. Ghosting is a newer thing. I've been taken for 7 years, so.
Have you ever ghosted somebody?
For 7 years?
That's why I'm so excited to fuck Carlo.
Well, you're a married woman. How long has that been going on?
We've been together almost 8 years.
But you've been married for somewhat.
We've been married for 2 years.
Now, if he proposed to you, or you know, an open relationship where you could every now and again do what you wanted, maybe with Carlos or somebody else, and he could do what he wanted with somebody, and it was just sexual, would that be something that you would be okay with?
Well, it's complicated because I think the ego gets in the way of maybe logic, and I think logically that sounds really awesome, like. In certain ways, but then I'm also like, but I don't want to do that, and I don't want him to do that. Like, I don't know. I don't have a defined answer for that because I'm kind of like.
What was the question?
Would you be open for an open relationship?
Polyamory.
That's different than open.
I think it's yeah.
Or semi-open.
Poly is having multiple partners, but open is like you can go fuck somebody, you can go fuck Carlo, you can fuck Jordan.
That's polyamory. I heard a Sam Harris podcast about this, and where you just go on a date like. Friday night, you each go on dates with other people.
Yeah, well, yeah. But polyamory is more like emotionally non-monogamous, and like an open relationship, you could just fuck.
But the thing is, jealousy is a deep primal instinct.
Yes.
So you're saying no?
And
you
always trips up on jealousy.
Would you do it if Juanita said, hey, you know what? Like, but once a year as a treat, you go fuck who you want, I'll go fuck who I want.
I actually think that the mature way to handle this is that the woman should go. Privately and do what she needs to do and take it to her grave. And the man should do the same thing.
If you guys couldn't handle that, but also you understood the need, then yes, I agree.
Think that honesty in so many things is completely overrated. One of the reasons I fear couples therapy, won't go to couples therapy, is because no relationship can really survive honesty. Like if you really said what was bothering you,
I believe Jamie Lee's
spin it in therapy, but they encourage you to be honest. It's all a sham.
I think with the whole open relationship thing, I think it's one thing if you started out in an open relationship and it was like kind of approached from the beginning, but I think when you suddenly make that jump or switch, I think that sometimes
it's
not equipped to handle it.
Yeah.
Or either both of you or one of you or... Mm-hmm.
Well, I also think there's this notion of, if I get jealous, that means we shouldn't do it. But that's not the case. Like, if you get jealous, that's okay. I think you could work through it. When I had three ways with my boyfriend...
Also, jealousy can be kind of hot.
It's hot and it's also natural. When my boyfriend and I used to have three ways all the time. I would get jealous and I would talk to him about it and then kind of talk it out. And then it was fine. And then we kept doing it.
Did you have three ways, just another woman or any...
Yeah, just another woman.
Never got it. And are you bisexual?
No. I see. But I also have a cuckolding fetish, so that's another layer.
Yeah, listen, jealousy fetish. Is can be gotten over if the jealousy was the main element. In other words, you're jealous of that guy. But if you know that your wife actually was banging Carlo, that's going to stay with you a long time. I don't know if I could just shake that one off.
Yeah, but then, you know, if you had the opportunity to bang Pamela, say, a hot chick.
Yeah, you know what? Now this is really going to be upsetting to you.
Let's hear it, baby.
I actually think that women are, maybe because they're superior, can handle it a little bit better than men. I think men are more fragile ego-wise.
Yes, I agree.
The idea of another man with his dick inside your woman
territorial too.
Is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. But maybe women are somehow programmed to just understand men are idiots.
It doesn't bother me.
See, that's so funny because when I think of a dick, I don't take it. Like, I think sex is significant and can be really serious. But dicks in general, like a dick going in me is like not serious to me.
Right.
That seems like, I mean, yeah. But consensually, you just, but you, obviously. You had, I just mean like, you know,
it's like a party.
It's like,
yeah.
I know, I'm getting
like
turned on. Everybody else is
dicks in me. Okay.
It's just, I don't know. But then I think men but see of course this, you said this a few like, it's entering. It's taking you over.
It's in right now.
Like, it's fine.
They like but cherish all the seconds.
I think like maybe that comes from how we build up like the woman being deflowered.
But also too, the way men come during sex, men, their success rate is much higher than women's. Women don't come every time. Men, for the most part, do.
Not with,
so you have a
with
different.
With Carlo, they do.
Well, with Carlo, they fucking better. But, you know, that also creates a different relationship with sex for guys, but I would think.
Can you reach orgasm? And many women have told me that they cannot reach orgasm with just a random piece of meat. They need to have some sort of connection with the
We
with
shall
person.
See. I've never done this before.
So you've never had a random piece
no,
of
meat? No, I've never had a one-night
so,
stand.
So, but this shows you that your premise is not entirely correct, because had you been a male at your age, and you're not old, but you're old enough to 30? have had dirty, nasty sex without emotion, and you haven't.
Well, because I've been in a relationship
how long
from
you been
22
broken up?
To 30.
How long you broken up?
2 months.
Okay. A guy breaks up at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., he's on Craigslist trying to getting abroad, right?
Yeah. I did fuck someone like that day, so whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. But or the next day.
Was it an old boyfriend?
No. It's somebody I've been wanting to have sex with for a while.
That's exciting.
And it was so fun. Ooh.
So how come you didn't do it again?
We have been.
Does he know you're with Carlo?
Yeah, and he thinks it's hot. Actually.
Is it the guy I met?
No. Well,
is he a comic?
I'm not gonna.
Is
yeah,
he a comic?
Is
he a comic?
Oh yeah. I think he's a comedian. He's older than his.
Yeah, no. He's is in the Colin, industry.
Is it Colin Quinn?
Yes. All right. God, but he thinks it's hot.
It's not Colin it's Quinn. Not everybody.
All right. So we're almost.
It's not at all.
So what we're gonna
great,
so this and then we so what we're gonna do is we're gonna get Carlo.
Yes.
You're gonna go there. You were going to record. Not the sex.
Oh, yeah, because I don't want it. That's rude.
Yeah, but you will, but you are, this is
I mean,
part
I'll do
the
that
deal.
For me.
You will record the,
that's good.
The small talk.
Yeah.
The prestige.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay. And then we will play excerpts of that on the radio.
Okay.
That's amazing.
I believe it's legal
that's
in New York.
Very good. Wow. Well, you know, you'll tell him. You'll say we're recording or maybe.
No.
I think there's a big possibility he's not gonna want to. Oh, that sucks though. Can we bleep out the name of the company or something? I just don't want to.
Yeah, we'll bleep out.
Yeah.
Can you legally?
Because I don't want to out him. You know what I mean?
Okay, bleep out the name of the company. Yeah.
I'm sure that's not his real name though.
No.
Can you legally do this? Can you record somebody and put them on the air?
Isn't it investigative journalism?
It's investigative. Yeah, that's what we're doing journalism.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I would check on that just to make sure, and then if it's kosher, we'll do it. If it's not, we'll get a...
He'd probably even tell him.
He'd probably say,
he might not care, but...
You can't go to a noisy bar. And then, worst case, we can just get a transcript. Because there's a transcript service, I know. You just mail it. You email to them, they'll get back a transcript. And we can get some actors.
Do a theatrical reading of our conversation.
I'll be Carlo.
Oh,
and you
bring me back for that. I really want to... I want to play Christina in the reenactment.
Oh, that's great. That'd be great.
Corinne and I do this thing called sexting theater in our old tour show where we would do a theatrical
Can we get Gilbert Godfrey?
Yes, Gilbert Godfrey plays Carlo. Yes, and Jamie Lee. Yeah.
This is genius.
Yeah, that's really
good. Now we're talking.
This is
creating great radio.
Now we're talking good radio.
Now, can we talk about Crashing before we have to go?
Yeah, sure we can.
Crashing is getting better and better and better. It's such a good show.
I love
the
depiction of stand-up comedy in that show. It does
it
right.
Makes me so happy to hear.
And people, you know, just randomly are telling me how into this show they are, how they're getting, like, they really got hooked on this show.
Yeah.
So I think you guys are going to be on.
You think
there's
going to be a season 4?
I believe
there
so, yeah.
Be. That makes me happy.
And 5.
And all the comics all
so
watch
close
it,
to it.
And we don't watch shit that sucks, so it's like.
But best of all, from Noam's perspective, is the publicity Noam is getting. I mean, they mentioned I just did a scene today where we explicitly mentioned the Comedy Cellar. I mean, it took place in the Comedy Cellar, and I mentioned the Comedy Cellar.
Well, that's great.
And so the publicity must be very good for you guys.
There was somebody an episode of the Comedy Cellar.
I read on Yelp, and I don't know if this is somebody you know personally and you told them to do it, but somebody for the Comedy Cellar Vegas on the Yelp, they said, I've been obsessed with this club ever since I started watching Crashing, and I was in Vegas and I had to come to see the show.
Wow, that's great. So cool.
Well, I didn't
I don't know if
somebody.
That's a friend of yours that you said, hey, could you write this Yelp review?
No, I did not. And yes, all the publicity, especially the TV stuff, of course it helps. Of course I'm very happy about that.
Has it helped Jamie Lee personally, your career? What's going on? Have you been getting other offers?
Starring a TV
great.
Show.
I mean, it's been really helpful for stand-up. I had to cancel dates though because we're filming season three now. So are I'm you, like, you, oh, I have the. Oh wait, no.
Are you filling up the room with your crashing fans when you do your stand-up?
I don't know. I mean, when I'm doing spots in the city, like I just did the Village Underground, and I was like, oh, this was really fun. I do feel like people know me from the show, maybe more than.
But have you done the road like you do like these?
No,
clubs?
I haven't. Oh, I had all these dates lined up. Oh, I'm doing Caroline's. But yeah, that's coming up. But other than that,
you can beep that out.
Too. I know. I was just thinking.
No, I'm kidding.
I was
kidding.
Like, oh no, am
I allowed? It's a joke.
But yeah, other than that, I had a bunch of road dates and I had to cancel all of them because they were all over the summer. And
what happened at the end of last season with your character and Pete? You broke up.
We did.
Yeah. So we'll look. I won't give away what's going on in season three. But you'll have to.
Okay. I do have a question. Maybe you. I don't know how much you can say about it. Who is would you say is the guy behind the wheel of that car that is crashing? Oh, I didn't mean came out like that. Like who drives that show? Is it
days.
Judd? Is it Pete? Is it both of them?
It's definitely both of them. I mean, you know, it's sort of loosely based on Pete's life, or at least the first season I feel like was maybe a little more.
The story that he Pete really was like a virgin until he was married or something, and,
yes.
and he was Christian and yeah. he did, and his wife really did cheat on
yes,
him.
Yes, that
that's
all is
true.
Yeah, so I feel like that was kind of the seed, and then like the show sort of took shape and turned into a TV show from that sort of origin of truth. So yeah, I feel like, what was the question? Oh, who drives it?
Is Pete directing it?
Pete doesn't direct it. No, Pete he's an EP and an actor and a writer on it, obviously. But Judd might be directing an episode potentially. And he has directed episodes before, but we have a couple of different directors. We have Gillian Robespierre, who's amazing. She did Obvious Child and Landslide.
One of my favorite movies.
She's just a
Well, she was the
True
one directing
genius.
Us today on the set.
Yeah, she's so great. We also had Jude Wang last year. Another great director. Yeah, so we have a bunch of directors. But Judd is like, you know, everything goes through Judd. He's like a filtration system, I feel like, where like he signs off on everything. Like he's involved. And then when we're in LA, he's in the writer's room a little bit.
I can tell you what I noticed, and I don't think it's coincidence. All the little details, like I noticed they custom made some sort of painting to go on the olive tree during your set. Did you notice that against the bar?
I didn't know that.
And they made it look
just like
the
replica.
Other paintings in the olive tree. Yeah. The same style, the same color. They put up this brick thing in the Comedy Cellar. Like all
yeah.
the, and then also on TV, like the way they shoot the Comedy Cellar, the way they do everything, you can tell that, and this has to be Judd, that he has chosen really the best people. He's able to recognize what the quality of the best people are, what the qualities are, and they want to work for him. And everybody who does everything is kind of like a labor of love. You can see it in their work. Mm. And I think that really comes through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a great fucking show.
So, I would agree with that.
Yeah, Louis was the same way. You know, Louis, when he was doing his show.
I was going to say, did they make replicas? Because when I did an episode of Curb like years and years ago, and they had him replace every Subway ad with a replica Subway ad for a fake company, and I wasn't.
No, Louis,
like, is there copyright
that? We have had that. I think when Chris Rock did his movie, we had to take down a bunch of the comedian headshots or change it. But when Louis was doing a show, you know, Louis even did the background music in his show. And he would go into the recording studio with the musicians to get the music would just go right by you, you know?
Yeah.
That was how deep into the details he was.
Well, that's why that show is so cohesive, and that's why I think Crashing is.
We also have the same casting director, I just realized, as Louis, which is interesting.
Gail, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She's great.
Yeah.
She is like...
She was so nice. My first ever chemistry test was for Crashing with Pete, and... She was so nice.
She's so good.
I was so nervous
because
I'd never met Pete before.
No, she has a real, like, I feel like there's so many auditions. I'm sure you feel this way. You go in.
They don't give a shit.
They're so cold and you just feel like another person.
You're hurt.
They're just like kind of trying to get through their list of people that they see. Uh-huh. But like Gail actually, she'll work with you and she makes you feel like your funniest self, which is so rare to like.
She wants you to do well.
She wants you
and
to do
like,
well.
Oh my God, thanks Gail.
Which is how every casting person should be. They should all want you to like
be then
you the best
will,
you.
You will do better.
Well, and it makes their jobs easier.
Exactly.
Because they found the person.
Well, a lot of people are on power trips. I notice sometimes when people audition comedians, like they won't laugh. The comedians
on purpose.
They enjoy that's, making them squirm. You know,
that is so
but then you
cruel.
Don't really get to see them at their best. Because
even Lorne Michaels laughs during auditions if he thinks it's that funny.
Well, also some maybe doing. People have seen so much comedy they just less inclined to laugh.
Who hired you? Did Judd hire you or Pete hired you?
Well, that's an interesting story because I was brought on initially as a writer. In season one, but they weren't really hiring staff writers. It wasn't like a normal staff writing contract, which is usually like however many weeks. It was week to week. So it was basically like, if we like you, we'll keep you on another week. But like they were rotating people in and out. And it was just very like, I don't know what this is. I don't really know what my role is here. And then I ended up just staying on. And then I guess I became a more like permanent position on the show. And then when the part came up, I auditioned for it. And
was Judd in the room when you auditioned?
Judd was not in the room. It was with Gail and
his
Pete
partner.
And Oren Brimmer is one of our producers, and then Judah Miller,
Judah.
Our showrunner.
Well, you're perfect for the part.
Oh, thanks. Perfect. I mean, yeah, truly shocked when I got it, which is crazy because I worked on the show, but I think that made me think, oh, well, you'll like your chances are less because
they think
you're
of
so
you as
close
a,
to it.
Also, right. They think of you as a writer, maybe.
Yeah,
they, you know,
and I mean,
that,
I've had that
think
before
of
where I've been a writer on a show and I feel like it's cool because having a writing job is great, but you definitely feel like, oh, I have no chance of ever being on camera in this situation. Like, they're just not thinking of me that way, so... It was pretty crazy.
Well, I'm happy you came and joined us. We have to go because there's another show.
We do?
There's another show.
We've only done 45 minutes.
No, we're at 59 minutes.
Are we? We started with
Wait,
time.
When are you meeting Carla?
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
right,
that's
right. After therapy.
I did get a call,
Pardon?
But I'll check
the
it.
The timer says, what time do we start?
It's 8:48.
Oh, okay.
Can you please bring me back?
It was
I
just
need
so
to
much
know
fun.
The outcome.
Yeah, we're going to bring you back
for the
show.
Okay,
with,
do a dramatic
well,
reading.
You might want to do the dramatic
truly
reading.
I cannot wait.
Me either.
This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me.
Same.
Through you.
Yeah. Imagine if this is what ends the Comedy Cellar. Like,
this, oh, my God.
This is our Opie and Anthony.
Oh, no.
Sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral.
No, because women are here and we're approving it, so you're fine.
Well, this is a sex positive. We're joining the sex positive movement.
Yeah.
And so, yes. So get on the train or get left behind.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, stay tuned. Same bad time, same bad channel. See what happens to Christina Hutchinson and Carlo.
Oh.